Praise God this morning. Hallelujah. It is such a blessing to be in the presence of God this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We had a great time of praise and worship. We had a great time singing songs of truth. And we are continuing to sing songs this morning because Psalm is a song. And we are singing this psalm this morning and we are saying, God is our refuge, God is our strength, and ever-present help in trouble. Hallelujah. As I was looking at what God wanted me to share this morning with you guys, God brought to my mind Psalm 46, verse 10. It says, cease striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. I love the translation that's up here. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. And I said, God, please give me another psalm. Do you know why? Because this year, in 2021, you guys have heard from Psalm 46 three times already. So I was like, God, please just give me another psalm. These guys will think that I have not studied any other psalm. So, but I am obedient to what God has laid on my heart, and this is what God has laid. Read Psalm 46. The last time I preached Psalm 46, it was a really bitter and tough message. It was a message that probably you will not forget. It's talking about the persons who wrote the psalm, the sons of Korah, about Korah's rebellion and why this psalm was written and who are the sons of Korah. And at that time I told you that I'm not preaching with any baggage or mind that something like that is happening within our church. And it's true. I did not realize that there is any need for this message. But after I spoke that message, God has confirmed to me multiple times that there was a need for that message to be spoken in this church. And then, when I was praying and I was reading Psalm 46, God spoke to me last night. He was telling me about learning to be still before God. My version, which is the New American Standard Bible, verse 10, it says, cease striving. And so, this morning, the message is going to be significantly different from the last time I preached from Psalm 46. I see some of you shaking, like wiping your sweat, and thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. I'm also wiping my sweat, so it's not just a relief for you, it's a relief for me too. I don't like preaching sermons that are sometimes difficult to hear. I like preaching sermons that you guys will be like, praise God, Pastor, that was such a blessing for me. Who wants to hear sermons that are constantly looking for discipline? Nobody likes that. Even I don't like it. I think when we discipline our children, we don't do it because we love to correct them or to shout at them or to discipline them. It is necessary that we rebuke our children when they do wrong things. But also, it is necessary to give words of encouragement and affirmation to our children. Amen? The same way, the Spirit of God is fit for rebuke and encouragement. It cuts and it heals. It's a double-edged sword. When a doctor uses a blade, the blade is not meant to destroy, but to lead to healing. So whenever the Holy Spirit uses the Word of God as a blade towards His children, it is meant for healing and restoration. But there will be a day that is coming when the Word of God will be used as a blade and as a sword to cut down the enemies of God. That time, it will not be used for healing and restoration. It will be used for destruction and condemnation. I pray that we will not be found on the other side of that sword. But rather, I thank God this morning that we are on this side of the sword where we are being cut for healing and restoration. This psalm here, because I spent time talking about the history and why this psalm was written and who were the sons of Korah. We went to Numbers and we talked about the history of the psalm. I'm not going to repeat myself this morning. But I want to take some time to talk about this word being still. When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are king over the flood. Pay attention. I will be still, know you are God. I will be still, and know you are God. This is a song with the title as Still. It's by Hillsong, but the song is titled as Still. Now, this is a song that I first heard in 2007. And it's a song that I learned, and it's a song that I sang as a testimony in 2007. I still remember, because I really like this song. The song is a beautiful song. It's a very meaningful song to me too. But this word being still deserves to be looked at. When this song is being written, or when this psalm is being written, there's nothing about stillness in this psalm. It's talking about, though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride. Does anything about it sound still? How many of you guys have experienced an earthquake? Have you guys been there in an earthquake in a time when there is an earthquake? I have. Not a significant earthquake. It is a small on the Richter scale. What's the Richter scale? It's a scale to measure an earthquake. The highest scale that you can go up to is a 10.0 magnitude. In this world, that magnitude cannot be reached because it's a logarithmic scale. You cannot reach a 10.0 magnitude Richter scale earthquake. It's impossible. But there are earthquakes that go on 8 or 9. I've experienced maybe a 2.2 or a 2.5 on the Richter scale. I was in the Middle East in a small country called United Arab Emirates. And if you have been in UAE or any of the Middle Eastern countries, you know that most people, where do they live? They live in high-rise buildings or apartments. What happens when an earthquake happens in a high-rise apartment or building? It's not just you just feel something. The whole building goes, ooh, ooh. You can see the fan going sideways. And what's the most best thing is, all the people will vacate the building. No one is even taking the lift because they don't have the patience to wait for the lift. Everyone is running down the stairs. Why? Because they're losing their sense of balance. This chapter or this psalm is talking about in the midst of an earthquake, in the midst of a storm, in the midst when the waves are roaring and pushing, it sounds like there is so much disaster and destruction that is happening around as this person's writing this psalm. In the end, he says, cease striving and know that I am God. He's saying, be still. Have you encountered a moment in your life where everything around you seems to be shaking? Where everything around you seems to be upside down? When even the storms are blowing, the winds are strong, the earth you're standing on is shaking. And the psalmist is saying, be still. We have heard this so many times, it is really difficult for us to put ourselves in a situation where we have to be still. We sing this song, when the oceans rise and thunders roll, I will soar with you above the storm. I will be still and know that you are God. And we know this song, we sing this song, we know this verse, we know this psalm, but this is a hard thing to do. Think about it for this moment. If there is an earthquake that is happening in this building, and I told you, be still, how many of you will obey what I have to say. They will say, Pastor Joel, you stand there, be still, we will be outside. It is impossible to be still when the ground is shaking. We don't understand that when God tells us, or when we read the Psalms and say, cease striving, he says, drop all actions. I don't know if any of you have seen these videos. Sometimes there's these gag reels, these funny joke kind of videos that they put up in between on TV where they play like a prank on people and, you know, they and it's funny, they record what people's reactions are. One really funny thing for me to see is when people hide behind a bush or hide inside a snowman or hide, you know, as a statue. And as people come close, they go, and the people get scared. They're like, oh. It's so funny because these many times I see this reaction of these people and their reaction is, oh my God, Jesus. I'm like, at least that man is making them say Jesus now. You know, this. So when they freeze, all of a sudden, these people just jerk away. It's called the flight response. But a few people have another response. Do you know what that response is? Fight response. If you scare them, what happens? They will turn around and punch the person in the face. I think that's more hilarious. Because this guy has been scaring so many people all this time. Now he got what was coming for him. He got punched. So it's the fight or flight response. When you get scared in a situation, there are usually two responses that human people turn to. One is flight, which is very common. The other one is fight, where you stand your ground and you give all you have in that response because you're afraid. There is a third one too, and it's called freeze, where you get paralyzed. You're paralyzed with fear and you're frozen in that spot. You neither run away nor you take a stance to fight. These are just common responses to a fear, to a trigger, to something that causes fear in our lives. But I want to explain that the response of being paralyzed or freezing is not being still before God. When we read the Hebrew word there, it means cease striving. Means stop fighting. Stop running away. Calm down. If you are in a situation where the whole world is upside down and everything seems to be shaking and you feel like you don't know what to do, you call your friend to tell them that you're going through the situation and the person on the other end of the call says, first of all, calm down. Chill. Take a chill pill. I want to give them one nice thing. You are not in my situation. How dare you tell me to calm down? You come and live my life, then you tell me calm down. They tell us, calm down, calm down, calm down. But everything in me wants to do the opposite. Because I want to get out of the situation, or I want to fight, or I want to escape that situation. And all I want to do is either run away or fight. But God is telling us, cease striving, stop working, and be still. This morning, it's a very simple message. I think this is the simplest message I've ever given in my time here. And all God told me to share is to be still and know that I am God. No matter what circumstance you're going through, what situation you're facing around you, God is saying, if you know who is with you, you will not have any reason to be afraid. God is telling us that we need to be still, and that is only possible when we trust the person who is with us. So God is asking us to trust him, to place our confidence in him. Then only we can truly be still and know that he is God. നമ്മുടെ ജീവിതത്തിൽ വെപ്രാളം വരുമ്പോൾ, പ്രശ്നങ്ങൾ വരുമ്പോൾ, ഏറ് കൂടുമ്പോൾ, വെപ്രാളം കൊണ്ട് നമ്മൾ എന്തോ ചെയ്യണമെന്ന് അറിയാതിരിക്കുമ്പോൾ, ഒരു മിനിറ്റ് എടുത്ത് കർത്താവെ, ഞാൻ ഈ സർക്കംസ്റ്റാൻസ്, ഈ സിറ്റുവേഷൻ അങ്ങയുടെ കയ്യിൽ തരുന്നു. ഗിവ് മീ ഗ്രേസ് ടു ബി സ്റ്റിൽ. എനിക്ക് കൃപ തരുക നിന്റെ സന്നിധിയിൽ ശാന്തമായിട്ടിരിക്കുവാൻ. ബിക്കോസ് ദെൻ യു ക്യാൻ ബ്രീത്ത് നോർമലി. ദെൻ യു ഹാവ് എ പെർസ്പെക്റ്റീവ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ് ഇൻ ദാറ്റ് സിറ്റുവേഷൻ. യു സീ, ഓഫ്റ്റൻ ടൈംസ് വെൻ യു ഗോ ത്രൂ പ്രോബ്ലംസ്, വി ആർ ടു ഫോക്കസ്ഡ് ഓൺ ദ പ്രോബ്ലം. ഐ ഡോണ്ട് നോ, there are some people here who, especially among the youth that I know, are very talented in art. There is Stacy, there is Sarah, I know there might be more people, especially in drawing and artistry, they're very talented. And you ask them about zooming in to their painting, and sometimes you can spend so much time focusing on that one thing, a brush stroke, that one line, it seems so out of place. So, and we get so focused with that problem, with that particular piece, that we don't understand that if we just zoom out, take two steps back, take a look at the art piece, and we're like, no, it's okay. The art is still okay. The problem with us as children of God is when we look at our problems, our mind becomes so saturated with the problem that is right in front of us that we need to ask God strength to take two steps back and to get the perspective of the person who's doing the art. And then we see that that brushstroke was intentionally put there because he is creating a masterpiece that we can't yet see. So each of our lives, it's almost like we are being written as a piece of art or being written into a story. And if we just stop here, we'll be like, why did the author do this? Why did the painter stop here? Why did the sculptor cut it or chisel it this way? But if we take two steps back and see the writing, the book, or we see the art, or we see the sculpture, we understand that God is doing a masterpiece work that we were too hyper-focused on. Our life, when we trust the author, we trust the artist behind our life, and we take two steps back, God, we can say, I can be still now. I see what you're doing. I trust you. This financial burden is too much for me to bear. I trust you. I am not able to provide for my loved ones. I trust you. Maybe you're feeling like this situation at job or at your workplace is too much and you don't know how you're going to last next week, how you're going to meet the quota, how you're going to meet this deadline. Trust, rest. It's okay. God's got you. Whatever situation you're facing, a diagnosis, you're facing a situation that seems to be spelling your end, trust in God. Be still and know that He is God. That is when we can say, when the oceans rise, I will be still and know that you are God. There's nothing more I want to talk about, but I just want to do one thing. Can we all stand up where we are right now? Just stand up. It's going to be 2 minutes. I want you to close your eyes and I want you to imagine the thing that you're hyper-focused on right now. Your situation, your problem, your pain. Maybe it's your siblings, maybe it's your parents, maybe it's your children, maybe it's your job, maybe it's your finances, maybe it's your stress, maybe it's something. Whatever situation that is facing in front of you that you're too hyper-focused on, maybe it's even your past. Just take hold of that situation. And I'm going to lead us in prayer. And I want you to surrender that situation to God and say, we trust you. Your ways are higher than our own. I want to be still. And I'm going to allow you to be God over the situation. You, with you, I will soar above the storm. The God of Jacob is our refuge. The God of Jacob is our strength. Spirit of God, Lord, we submit, Father, whatever situation that these children of yours are struggling with, are too hyper-focused on. God, I pray that we will get a perspective that is from you, that we can take two steps back and see the image that you're creating, and we can be still. Everything in us wants to fight. Everything in us wants to fly, wants to run away. But Lord, with you, we can face any problem. The God of Jacob, you are a God of Jacob. You are our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, I will not fear, though the earth be shaken around me, even though the mountains be cast into the sea, I don't have reason to be afraid. Even if the storms come, even if it feels like the boat is sinking, I don't have to be afraid because the captain of the boat is in the boat with me, and he has never sunk a ship so far. He has never sunk a boat so far. He has not destroyed a work of art so far. And so he's not going to begin with me. And so, Lord, we surrender this situation that seems to be threatening, seems to be destructive, seems to swallow us whole. Just like it swallowed Korah, we resign that situation to you. Can you be God over the situation? We give it into your hands. Thank you, Father, for taking this. We release all anxiety, all stress into your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us all sit down. I want to remind one more verse. In the Bible it says, do not worry about tomorrow. Why? For tomorrow shall worry about itself. God knows how to take care of us more than he takes care of the birds in the sky. They do not sow, nor do they reap, nor do they store away in barn, yet their heavenly Father feeds them. How much more precious are we than birds on the field? How much more precious are we than flowers in a field? If God can take care of them, how much more can he take care of us, his children? May God bless us with these words. I pray that this will be an encouragement for you and continue to keep me and my family in your prayers. God bless us. Thank you for joining us online. Right now, I'll ask the worship team to come forward and do the song.